This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is looking to raise corporate income tax rates to help pay for his proposed $2.3 trillion infrastructure spending plan. But dozens of the country's biggest and best-known companies are legally avoiding paying any federal taxes. Biden says he wants to raise the corporate income tax rate from 21% to 28%. The rate was cut down from 35% in 2017 under Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. On Monday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called for a global minimum tax. In a speech before the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, she said the tax would apply to multinational corporations no matter where they locate their headquarters. The aim is to prevent countries from competing by lowering taxes in order to attract business. Republican lawmakers in Congress are already criticizing Biden's infrastructure plan as too expensive and too far from the traditional scope, which includes road and bridge repair and construction. The plan aims to fund other programs such as manufacturing investment, child care services, and raising wages for essential home care workers. For the most part, Republicans are also adamantly opposed to raising taxes. Biden is also proposing to increase taxes on the wealthiest individual taxpayers, meaning those making more than $400,000 a year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said there's no chance Republicans would back any tax increases to pay for the president's plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appeared in court for the resumption of his corruption trial. The evidentiary phase of the trial begins today as Israel's political parties meet with the president to weigh in on who